Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Ow! That's one for the full moon. Ow! And there's one for the eclipse. Hey, everybody, Thomas Miller, and happy Eclipse Day. It's Monday, the 25th. It all happened this morning at 3 a.m. Eastern, thereabouts, depending on where you live. The penumbral lunar eclipse, partial, basically. And obviously now, already, the sun and moon are separating from that opposition where they were this morning at 5 degrees, 7 minutes, the moon in Libra, the sun in Aries. You heard the announcement. I do hope you'll consider taking a look at that video. It's on the funastrology.com website, and we go into detail of all of this, but particularly just looking at the chart together and drawing on it is obviously an exercise that it makes a lot of it just come home as to what's going on. And it supports what we're doing around here. So I wanted to give a little back for those of you who have been buying coffee. Thank you very much. Do appreciate that too. We do have that yod carried forward from what we discussed on Friday, that the tip of that yod now is the south node at the very tip. The moon is about, well, during the eclipse, was 10 degrees away from that south node. Think of the formation of a witch's hat. At the base of that hat is the sextile 60-degree aspect. And that has Saturn and Venus on one corner or one side of that base, and Jupiter and Uranus on the other. We know that yods often, not always, but often have a tendency to have a karmic or fated purpose about them. And obviously the South Node is all about releasing certain karma. So what is this yod asking us to release? Well, think of things Libran, and that is on the shadow side of Libra, would be not standing up for ourselves, especially in contrast to the North Node in Aries, which is all about fighting for ourselves. So a big part of this eclipse day is making sure that we take a stand for ourselves. And this is, as we talked about, mentioned it several times here in different ways, that this has been in effect for the last several weeks. It carries forward for the next about 3 months. It also ties back to October's two eclipses. Back in October, the solar eclipse was first on the 14th, and the lunar eclipse followed on the 28th. So a real easy way to just capture this and apply it is to say that the things that don't serve me, environments that don't serve me, people that don't serve me, I've heard of more breakups over the weekend. Just amazing how this is unfolding. These things that don't serve, we're going to just end. I'm going to take my stand. I'm going to stand on my own ground. I'm going to do what I feel is right for me, where I feel I'm being led in my life. A lot of times that could be a really selfish kind of environment to be in, but not under this energy. This energy is almost, as we said, pushing us in that direction. And it's doing it with great big surprises, because down there on the base is the planet of surprises, Uranus, sitting right next to Jupiter. They come together on April 20th, and they are sitting there magnifying the surprises. And that's what I'm seeing and hearing across all planes, basically, is that there is just a lot of that kind of energy here. And breakups, well, Venus, the planet of love, the planet that rules the seventh house of relationships, just crossed over Saturn last week. And that was obviously a part of the big trigger of why that is so thematic. I also mentioned, and I've said this, the Pluto sitting there at 0 degrees either side, a couple of ticks of Aquarius, that I've noticed one of the shadow sides of Aquarius can be to quickly push away. Well, you put all of that together, and that's a big piece of the energy that just seems to keep coming up over and over. Then in the middle of that, not as a midpoint, it's too far off the orb to be a good midpoint, but in the midst of that, let's just say, would be the Sun and Neptune. I released a video on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram over the weekend about the situation with Princess Catherine, and just decided to jump over to the shadow side of that Neptune aspect, and it got a lot more comments than the positive side. Wouldn't you go figure, right? But I looked at this because this is a viable aspect in there as well. And we talk about the breakups over the weekend. A friend said that a family member was getting divorced and wanted to know what was in the sky to kind of perpetuate that. Came home and found her husband with white powder under his nose. Total shock. Had no idea. She filed for divorce. The relationship, Venus, is over. Saturn, through lies and deception, Neptune, a total shock and surprise, Uranus, and Jupiter. And through this yod, she was faced with the decision of whether to roll over and placate it and just act like it wasn't there, or to stand up for what she wanted in her future, which is a better life and more safety for her kids, and obviously probably some spending issues, where it might have been more comfortable to look the other way. Now, the North Node and the Sun in Aries, the sign of the warrior, she is fighting for herself and for her kids for a better life. The other quick piece of this is the count to five rule, because Mercury and Chiron and that North Node are all close together. So as you are standing and fighting in that Aryan energy, just be careful what comes out of your mouth, because that's very critical here and it could spin out. So I hope that all helps. Let's do one for the road and we'll wrap this eclipse up. If you did get to see it, if not, probably a bunch of pictures on YouTube. Ow! I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow. We got a really interesting rest of the week and we'll talk about it in the morning. Have a great Monday. Bye-bye.